Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Basvat Chalav. Today, we're going to do the Inyan of Efer HaPoigim. It's in, Mechab brings it in Shulchan Aruch, Tzadi Hey, Sif Dalid. Rabbi Simon's packet 21. So the Mechab says that if you wash dishes, milk and meat dishes together, so it's okay. They don't become basvachalov as long as you put in the afer in the water first, right? You have to put the afer in the water first, and then when you put the dishes in, the milk and meat dishes together, so the shach has a kasha. The kitzur, we're going to look at that shulchan aruch. The shach has his kasha on the mechaber. It's not found in the poskim, and Rabbeinu Tam, Tosus should have defended Rabbeinu Tam with this Efer HaPoigim. If it really works, Tosus should have defended Rabbeinu Tam against his kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. And then, so the Pri Kodesh defends the Shulchan Aruch against the. The Pri Chodesh defends the Shulchan Aruch against the Shach. He has two terutzim, and maybe we'll see a machloikas between the Chavas Das and the Kreis Yuplesi regarding being poigame, the ability to be poigame a blias shel iser in the walls of a kli. The Mechaber is talking about, you know, putting the ashes in the water first, and then you put in the kalim to wash the dishes, and then when the stuff comes off the plates and it goes into the water, so then it's poigim the crazy placey. So the Mechaber is talking about where the when the stuff comes off the plates, it goes into the in it gets affected by the ashes in the water. But in other words, the kalim weren't able. The kalim weren't nesar, right? You had basar on one plate, you had chalav on another plate, and then they go into the water that have ashes in them, and so then it's poigim the basar respectively, and it's poigim the chalav respectively. So they can't come to be. They can't become basar chalav. So maybe we'll get to that like this, the crazy and placey with the Chavas Das, whether this the ashes in the water helps if the blia is already in the kalim, the blia shel iser is already in the kalim. Okay, so let's go back a little bit, just in order as a background for the Shach's Kasha. Let's just go back to the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim by Chanan by Shara Surim. Right, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, we do say Chanan by Shara Surim, and when you don't have Samach Keneged the Isser, then the whole Tarevis, right, if an Isser fell into some Heter and you don't have Shishim Keneged the Isser, so then the whole Tarevis becomes is Nasis Nevel, it becomes a Shtik Isser, and you need Shishim, if it would fall in subsequently to another, you need Shishim Keneged the whole thing. And the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no, it's not a, you don't say Nasis the Veil except by Bas V'Cholav. And the Tarevis just has, you just need Shishim Keneged the original Nisr, right? So my classic case I'm going to use is a non-kosher Oreo from Australia or Austria, right? So a non-kosher Oreo falls into a cholent, and you do not have 60 times the Oreo in the cholent. And then the cholent falls into something else. So according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, the second Tarevis only needs Shishim Keneged the original Oreo. Right? You don't say Nasin the Veil on the first cholent. In the second Tarevis, you only need Shishim Keneged the Oreo. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you need Shishim Keneged the first Tarevis, the first cholent. So another classic case of Chanan Bashar Surim is cooking in a non-kosher ben yomo pot, right? If you heat up water in a ben yomo treif keli, so the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah Paskin that you have reset the Ben Yomo clock. In other words, if you, you know, if they cooked, you know, you cook treif into the keli, and then the keli becomes treif. That was at noon. That was at noon yesterday, and then you know, before the night passed, they heated up some water. Right at midnight, they heated up water. So since you say Chanan by Sharas, you say Chanan by Sharas Surim, right? You say Chanan by Sharas Surim. So what happens is, the whole thing becomes infected, right? When you heat up the water, so it's within 24 hours of the original treif cooking, you heat up the water, so the water, the blias in the keli go into the water, they're not batel b'shishim, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, you say nas and nevela on the water, and then you reinfect the keli. And then, so then you reset your 24-hour Ben Yomo clock. So I'm not sure if that is a some kind of struggle scrolling here. Just a second. I'm in the sun, so my thing isn't working here. Okay, so another classic case, of course, is our case of kosherizing a non-kosher Ben Yomo pot when you only have one pot, right? That's a classic case of Chanan by Sharas Surim. That's Rabbeinu Tam's conundrum. So now we're getting closer to the facts. Cash, one second. Okay. So, just a second here. First, I'm doing this here. Okay. All right. So, this is our case that we want to work on. We'll think about today. Is you're doing. You're kosherizing a Ben Yomo pot, and you only have one pot, right? There's only one pot. It's the Yore Gadol, but if all you have is one pot, it's the same same thing as the Yore Gadol, right? So Tosos asks on Rabbeinu Tam Shita, he says Chanan by Sharas Surim, how do you cash the Yore Gadol, right? You don't have shishim in the water, connected what's in the walls of the kli. And the Torah said that you can kasher, right? The Torah said, "B'kol asher lo yavo be'esh tavir b'mayim." And so, if you have a pot, you should be able to kasher. Pashas, you should be able to kasher the largest midnight pot. So, how would Rabbeinu Tam do that? He has no eitzel. So it's a kasher on him. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you could do hagala, and. Right, you could do a hagala, and the stuff that's in the walls of the kli will go into the water, and pour out the water, and do a hagala again. We will assume in the first hagala a little bit of the blias of the iser remained in the water. Right. Efshar the soichtei aser is relevant to Rabbeinu Ephraim. We assume that the stuff that in the first hagala went into the water got stuck in the water a little bit. Yes, we assume it went back into the keli and reinfected the keli. Yes. But at the same time, we, because of Efshar the Soichtai Aser, we assume that some of the Isser remained in the water and the water was not, and therefore, when the Kli becomes reinfected, it's not becoming reinfected with the full amount that originally went into the water. So if you do the Hagala a second time, there's less Isser going into the water, and eventually you'll have shishim in the water, connected whatever's coming out of the kli. So Rabbeinu Ephraim has a way to kasher the Yore Gadol, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't. So when the Shulchan Aruch suggests to wash, that you could even wash kli basr and kli chalav together in one yoira, even though there's shuman, there's mamasha on the plates, as long as you put afer in the water before you put in the dishes, the basa v'chalav dishes, you're good. So if the afer poigim really worked, so then Rabbeinu Tam Tosos should have defended Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Tosos should have defended Rabbeinu Tam with this Eitzah. Rabbeinu Tam had a way to kasher the Yorah Gadol in the Midbar. He could have, right, put in ashes in the water and heat up the Yorah Gadol, and the bleels will come out of the Yorah Gadol and they'll go into the water that has Eifer in them, and the water we poigim the bleels, right? The water with the ashes would poigim the bleels, and that's it. You know, what goes back in the kli is nifgam. Done. If that was really the mechaber's eitz, it was really really worked halachically, so then Rabbeinu Tam would have a way out. He would be able to kasher the Yorah Gadol. But Tosos doesn't answer that. Tosos answers it with, he wiggles his way out. He says it's, right? Tosos does not provide that answer. Right? He basically says the Torah wasn't talking about the Yorah Gadol. When the Torah commanded to do v'kol asher lo yavo be'esh tavir b'mayim, it meant kelim katanim. It didn't mean the Yorah Gadol. And according to the Mechaber, this eighth of the Eifer Poigim should have been suggested. So that's the Shach's Kasha. We can answer. The Pri Chodesh has two terutzim to answer the Shach. One is the Torah was not talking about mixing in something else, right? We're talking about doing Hagalah, just using water alone and nothing else. That was the when we're talking about Bimaksha Kli Midyan, we're talking about doing Hagalah without mixing anything in the water. I'm reading the Pri Chodesh, I think it's on page 12. It's Pri Chodesh, Sifkat Yotes. Vein Zukusha, the below Tairov is Davar, Acher, Mayari Aposkim, Hanizkarim. Right? Tosos wasn't talking about doing Hagala on the Yorah Gadol with other things, just water and the pot itself. The second way the Pri Chodesh defends the Mechaber Shita against the Shach's Kasha is the addition of ashes disqualifies the water from being a valid Hagalah water. Right? He brings the Reis Yosef, he brings the Orchos Chaim, that water that is mixed with ashes is no longer water, it's Shar Mashkim, and there's a big machlekes Rishonim if Hagalah with Shar Mashkim can properly kosherize. So Tosos didn't defend Rabbeinu Tam with the Shulchan Aruch's Efer HaPoigim because it disqualifies, putting ashes in the Hagalah water disqualifies it from being valid Hagalah water. Right? It's Shar Mashkim. And there's a machlekes where the Shar Mashkim can properly kosherize. So that's why Tosos didn't defend Rabbeinu Tam against Rabbeinu Ephraim. And I was thinking, Tosos uses the lashon of kishetzivsa hatora, the hagel kli midyan, right? That was the lashon of Tosos is. Kishetziv Sahatira, that's his lashon. So the Torah is talking perhaps about pure Hagalah, right? The Torah says Tavir B'mayim, it's talking about, Hagalah in its purest form. This is a little bit like maybe what the Pri Chodesh said before, but yeah, it's pure Hagalah, and mixing in ashes is starting to give eitzes, right? It's starting to give eitzes. And Tosos is asking on Rabbeinu Tam in terms of pure Hagalah, how would you kasha the Yorah Gadol and using pure Hagalah and introducing ashes is not what Tosfos had in mind, right? If Tosfos was going to defend Rabbeinu Tam with Eitzes to kasher the Yor HaGadol, like that's what he was interested in. Well, that's you know, at least present how Rabbeinu Tam would get out of this. You know, how would he ever kasher? So he could have presented Eitzes, but he didn't. What Eitzes could the Tosfos use? One is the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Hilchos Pesach. If you have a Yor HaGadol, you make a sof of the fiv betit, right? You make a little rim around the pot with clay, and then you fill it up with water and up to the lip, and then you boil it, or you throw the rock in, the hot rock, so that it spills over the sides. There are eitzes to kasher when you only have one pot, or you have it's your biggest pot. There are eitzes, right? Shulchan Aruch and Tav Nun Beis Vav talks about how to kasher a kli gadol. You put a lip on it with tit, or you throw in the hot stone. And so Rabbeinu Tosfos could have defended Rabbeinu Tam with that, but he didn't. He wasn't going to defend Rabbeinu Tam with eitzes. He's going to defend Rabbeinu Tam with, you know, how could you do hagol? The Torah commanded tavir b'mayim. So we're going to do a regular hagolah. And once you're introducing Afer, that's not regular hagolah anymore. That's now you're coming on to being poigim. You know, it's nice in time of gam. Of course, we're not encroaching in the issue of nice in time of gam is not relevant over here because we're dealing with Bnei Yoman and because the Torah is talking, Ein Ben Yoma is kosher min HaTorah, but the whole thing of Kli Minyan is talking Bnei Yoman, and the issue that Rabbi Simon brings up that, you know, we're not dealing with Ein Ben Yomo, Nos in Tam Lefgam, that's Ein Ben Yomo and Kli Minyan or Ben Yomo, but the concept of being Poigim is a Din Torah, right? You know, at the Din Torah. So if you're putting ashes in the water and it's poigim the bas v'chol, it's poigim the iser, it comes out of the walls of the kli. So then that's a Din Torah, right? That's a Din Torah. And Ein Ben Yoma is also a Din Torah, but we're talking about kashering it on the day of, within the first 24 hours that they got the cane from the Midianites. So this is a different nois in time of gam. But if Tosfos wanted to defend Rabbeinu Tam with Eitzes, he could have presented Libun, he could have presented what the Shulchan Aruch suggests by the Yor HaGadol, by making the lip or the putting the hot rock in. But no, Tosfos wasn't interested in providing Eitzes for Rabbeinu Tam. He's talking about how would Rabbeinu Tam do do Hagol in the pure form on the Yor HaGadol. And Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have an answer for that. So it's a kasher on Rabbeinu Tam. So that would be that's why Tosfos didn't defend Rabbeinu Tam. But Afer Poigim does work. If you put ashes in water, it does work to kasher Yor HaGadol. Tosfos didn't mention it because he didn't want to mention it, but it doesn't disqualify the Mechaber's shita that Afer Poigim works for your dishwashing water for Bas V'Chol of Kalim together. Alright, so so now we have the Machlekes over here. There's Machlekes, the Crazy Placey. The Crazy Placey points out that the way of Rabbeinu Ephraim would kasher the Yor HaGadol is by doing a second Hagalah. And in the second Hagalah, you have, like I mentioned before, you're going to have less coming out into the water, and you'll have Shishim. I don't know if it's going to be in the second Haggalah, but you'll have if you do Haggalah, eventually the stuff that comes over the walls of the Kli is going to go into the Mei Haggalah, and that water will be disposed, and you'll lose some of the Isser, and over time, eventually, the volume of the Isser will be diminished enough that the Mei Haggalah will be Shishin Keneged, whatever's coming out of the walls of Kli. So the Precy Placy says we could have a second Haggalah for Rabbeinu Tam. Right? You do Haggalah with the Eifer HaPoy game, and the Bleos come out and they go into the water with the ashes, and they become Nifgam, and then they go back in. And then when you do a second Haggalah, you have the Poi game Bleos going into the water. They're not Batal B'Shishim. And then when they go back into the Keli, it's Chilasa B'Liasa Lifgam. And we know that that's Mutter. So that's how the Crazy Placy, can use a for a point game to cash the Aragodal. You'll use a double Haggalah and a second Haggalah. And then the Chavistah says, no, you can't do that. This that we say that Afer is poi game, it's poi game mamashai, right? The Mechaber over here is speaking strictly about washing milchik and fleshik dishes together in one pot, or washing fleshik dishes in a milchik pot with hot water when there's mamashai on the dishes. He's talking about when the ashes were introduced to the water before any dishwashing occurred, and the ashes in the water will be poigim the mamashoi, and there's never any iser to start off with. The Crazy and Placy is not talking about that. The Crazy and Placy is talking about where the Afer HaPoigim is going to work after the iser has already been niveling the walls of the Kli. And the Chavastah says no, although it sounds kind of intuitive, because the Chavastah is saying it's only by Mamashoi, and you think if the Afer HaPoigim is able to be Poigim the Mamashoi that's on the plates, I would think certainly it could be Poigim the Bleos that are coming out of the walls of the Kli. But no, the Chavastah says no. It only works. It only works on the Mamashoi of Heter. I have to take a look at that closely. So we have a Machlekes over here, the Chavastah and the Crazy Placy. Does the Afer Poigim work on the only on the mamashoi, or also on the iser that's been absorbed in the walls of the Kli? And so, any questions on the shita of the mechaber as we did today, that you can wash dishes together with mamashoi as long as you have Afer Poigim? Yep. Yeah. Okay. Right. It's only for Heter. Okay, yeah, so who was that? That was the Binyan. So you're saying the Binyan Yaakov was quoting the Chassam Sofer that the Afer HaPoigim only works for Heter and not for Isser. So that where the Right, right. So yeah, so the maybe a stronger poi game would be able to be able to poi game iser, but ashes are only able to poi game basar becoming basar v'cholov. When it's able to be poi game heter before it becomes basar v'cholov. If you had a stronger poi game, so then it would be able to be poi game even iser. Yeah. Right. So, they use ammonia. Right. I heard there's a problem with the evaporation, that it evaporates before it reaches boiling. But I don't think that's. I wasn't able to verify that. I looked it up, and I wasn't able to verify that idea. So I'm not sure if it's really a problem. But yeah, So the problem with the caterers is that, for example, when they do they want to raise money by having a banquet, so they go into a hotel, and the hotel they have a kitchen, and maybe they only have one kitchen, and even if they have two kitchens, if you want to look at chila when we're kashering kalim, we want everything to be ein ben yomin, because once we're dealing with ein ben yomin midrash, everything is kosher 24 hours after the last usage. So that's when you're at home and you're kashering for Pesach or whatever, you always wait until everything's Ein Ben Yomim, because then you don't have to worry about Shishim, and you don't have to, you're starting off on the right foot. But when you're in a hotel, then you have to kasher kelim. To wait 24 hours is going to cost a lot of money, and they may not even have it scheduled. In other words, you only get the kitchen for one day, that's it. And so therefore you're dealing with Bnei Yomim kelim, so this Eitzah to be Poi game the water with a strong substance which will adversely affect the taste of Isser that's in the walls of the Kli is really very important in those scenarios, because you don't really have another way out. You could do Libun, but that Libun is costly. Sorry, it takes a lot of time, it's dangerous, and it could ruin the Kalim. It's just not realistic. So doing Hagala with substance which is going to be poi game strong enough to be poi game iser is really their only solution. Some I know Chaim Berlin, or I heard that Chaim Berlin waits 24 hours. In other words, when they do their fundraisers and they have whatever, so then they make sure all the kalim of the hotel are ain't a ben yomer before they start cashing. So. But yeah, not everyone can do that. Okay, alright, so Shkoyach, if there's any other questions. Okay, Shkoyach, thank you for joining, and Mitzvah Shem. Alright, sure, thank you. Bye.